We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission, to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize! And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
Brought to you by the incredible people at Moonlight Above Adult Boutique in Kansas City on 40 Highway, Truman Road, KCK on State Avenue, Topeka on Topeka Boulevard. All right, I see John and Jason and Mark and Amy and Nikki and Monica. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
How you doing, Johnny?
Well, thank you.
I'm 26, married, got a kid, got a couple of the sleeves. I hear what you guys are giving away, and then I run up to Moonlight Adult and see if it looks like a good time. And
oh, really?
I've got the, the side saddle. It was a big ticket item. It was about $120, $125 bucks.
Did you buy it?
I went and got that.
And how was it?
I wasn't disappointed.
Good for you. Good for you. You know what? I'm glad to hear that we're endorsing a quality product here.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you're going to play, John. You stay right there. I got to get Jason on. Jason, hi. Welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello.
I am 46. Two kids, four grandkids, and a sleeve.
Two kids, four grandkids, and a sleeve.
My goodie bag.
How long have you been married?
6 years.
6 years. Oh, wow. These are from a previous marriage.
Yes. Yeah, one is, yes.
And is the sex... Well, obviously, you got married because it wasn't working out with the last one, what? So this...
The S word? Yeah, I never heard of it.
So tell me, what's the story with the new wife?
I got a daughter with her, and I got a 28-year-old daughter with my ex-wife, and a 6-year-old daughter with my current wife.
What in the hell is wrong with you?
Jerry Springer math.
Yeah. Did she do it on purpose?
Yeah, the one her plan. No, she didn't.
Whatever.
Shut up. She could have a...
Shut up. Yeah, shut up.
I'm sorry.
You know it's a lie. I know it's a lie. She knows it's a lie, but you two got to pretend it's not a lie so that you don't freak out.
She wanted my $6 in my 401k. That's what she wanted.
Did she not have kids prior to this?
No. She was told when she was 16 she could never have kids by a doctor, and all of a sudden at 40 she had one. Demon semen.
Seems unlikely. But it's easier to believe you're such a man and your semen is of such power and extraordinary strength that you cracked that code.
That's what I'm going with.
I got you. All right. Well, you're going to play too, man. All right. You stay there, Mr. Jason, Mr. John. We got to get Mr. Mark with us. Mark, how are you?
What's up, Mark? What's up, Johnny? Let's play.
How old are you? What's your story?
40 years old, got a girlfriend, got a couple kids, no toys. She's got a dildo and that's about it.
You rattled it up pretty good. 4 years old, got a couple kids, got a girlfriend, she got a dildo, and that's about it. You know what? I'd say, let's get the game going. Mark, you're going to play. Jason's going to play. John's going to play. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over, we'll receive the item up for bid, fellas.
For the fellas, our item up for bid is...
The silicone rechargeable passion enhancer.
From Cal Exotics.
Oh, yeah. The Cal Exotics silicone rechargeable passion enhancer packs 7 powerful vibration functions into a slim contoured C-ring.
You wear it on your penis.
This
dual-stimulating sex toy for couples is ideal for beginners looking to turn up the heat.
Ooh, yeah, tickles and hurts, it tickles and hurts. Sorry, it went off, girl.
I'm sorry, this doesn't usually happen.
Sure it doesn't, little fella.
For erotic experts wanting to add intense pleasure to their arsenal,
this erotic C-ring will have her moaning for more.
Which is better than the things she usually says, like,
ouch, you're on my hair! Or, hey, that's the wrong hole!
Or the tried and true.
Get off me, I can't breathe!
Okay, maybe that's just me.
Fellas, the silicone passion enhancer increases girth,
enhances stamina,
and it's waterproof so you can use it in the pool.
Just don't use it in the public pool.
Not so much because you'll scare the kids,
but more because they pee in there and that's gross.
You're swimming in urine, yeah.
Ooh, somebody had asparagus.
It's the rechargeable silicone passion enhancer from Cal Exotics, and it can be yours, fellas.
If the price is right.
All right. John, what do you think such an item would be worth?
I'm going to go with $21.99.
What would you say, Jason?
$25.
And finally, Mark, what would you pay for the Cal Exotics silicone rechargeable passion enhancer?
$30.
And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price?
$39.99.
Oh. Make that two kids, a dildo, and a silicone rechargeable passion enhancer with your girlfriend.
Shiitake mushrooms.
He just yells shiitake mushrooms. Jason?
Yes, gentlemen?
I'm going to get you drug tested. All right. You stay right there. Mark, congratulations. Strap this thing on and get on it.
I'm going to get on it, Johnny.
All right. Good for you. Jason, listen, you didn't win the passion enhancer, but that's not the important thing here. Would you rather go see In This Moment, Seven Dust, or go to the World of Wheels this weekend?
Seven Dust, please.
All right, that's what you're doing. What about you, John?
I'll take In This Moment.
All right. John, In This Moment. Jason, was it In This Moment or World of Wheels? In This Moment.
Yes. In this moment.
Everybody's going to In This Moment, Seven Dust. Stay right there. All right. Shiitake mushrooms. I love that guy. He's welcome here anytime. What we got here, lady-wise? I see an Amy, a Nikki, and a Monica. Amy, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, I'm 35. I'm married. I've got three kids. And I've got what every woman should have, which is a magical Hitachi wand.
Dude, that's the deal-breaker. I mean, that thing right there, is it a plug-in or a rechargeable?
Oh, it's a plug-in. It'll stand the test of time.
It really will. The one I had is, I don't really have it. She has it, but it's got a 6-inch cord on it, so you have to tie an extension cord to it. Very awkward. Mm-hmm. Very awkward.
Can be.
Yeah. I just keep mine real close to the bed, my extension cord, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Nick did the nicest thing. She got this beautiful pink cloth-covered, very nice-looking, almost vintage-looking cord. Grounded, everything. Looks very nice.
I've seen them. They come in teal as well.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
I was actually on the fence with teal or
Nicholas.
I would be in the same boat.
Yes. All right. Well, listen, you're going to play, Miss Amy. Nikki is with us. Nikki, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
What's your story?
I am 34. I'm married. No kids. I have a Hitachi wand as well.
Everybody.
I'm excited to play.
Now, that Hitachi wand, and Amy can also attest to this. You want to go easy with it because that thing will take the paint off.
It's true. Yeah.
Yep. That's an over the panties.
And you don't know how much you miss it until you buy the one that's rechargeable, except you lose the cord.
I thought you got a cool new cord.
No.
For that.
Oh, no, I have not.
I'll order it today.
No, I haven't. I don't know what I'm ordering. So
it's okay.
You know what? Actually,
I'll work this problem for Mike.
Just remind me to put it on his to-do list.
I don't really think Mike is all that interested in your personal needs.
Occasionally in this area.
Nikki, when you discovered that wand, what was your reaction the first time?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely an over-the-pants. I go over-the-pants also. Intense.
Yeah, you just do it with your jeans on?
Maybe not jeans.
Dirty.
Sweatpants or something.
Dirty, dirty, dirty. What about you, Amy?
Nope. No pants.
Really? No panties?
Nope.
Wow. You're going to get a cat. I heard somebody go, oh my God. You're going to get a callus on that thing.
Yeah, I've spent upwards of $200 on things that just don't do the same as the old Hitachi.
No, I'm telling you, it's the gold standard. But I'm telling you, don't wear the thing off. You stay right there. Amy, Nikki, I got to get Monica on. Monica, welcome to the show.
Hi, Johnny, how are you?
I'm well. What's your story?
I'm 32, single. I've got a wand as well, butt plugs, jelly dildos, vibrating dildos, and bullets.
Wow, you're quite the professional.
Yeah, I'm really comfortable with giving myself orgasms.
Right? Because listen, you can't count on us. You know you can't count on us.
Nobody knows you better than you.
We're good for maybe mowing a lawn or lifting heavy things. But other than that, at best, we're just breathing, we're not worth a lot, as you know.
Breathing dildos, I mean, that works too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, by the way, are you in over the panties or under the panties with the wand girl?
Under the panties for the wand.
Wow. You got some distance on that thing. I'm telling you, be careful.
Yeah, I used to climb walls. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Amy, Nikki, Monica. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item for bid. By the way, I have to go back to that. You used to climb walls.
Yeah, it's pretty intense if you put it on the highest setting.
Now I got you. I thought this was a hobby, not a reaction. So that's where I was confused.
Yeah, no, the reaction.
All right, ladies, listen up.
For the ladies, our item of forbid is the Wham! 10-function silicone vibe. Part of the American Pop series from Doc Johnson. This thoughtfully designed silicone sleeve is handcrafted with the vivid colors, strong shapes, and playful aesthetic evocative of the pop art movement. You can Lichtenstein your lady parts.
Rub one out to Rauschenberg.
Or Warhol your woo-hoo.
Art geek humor.
Sorry about that.
Ladies, here's the deal with the Wham! 10-function silicone vibrator.
Firstly, because it's called Wham!
It doesn't have anything to do with George Michael.
Because he didn't want to have anything to do with you.
He preferred the company of gentlemen.
What you have here is a 10-function vibrator
with a premium silicone removable sleeve
that evokes 60s pop art design.
They say it's supposed to be an abstract rocket ship,
but it actually looks more like Ms. Pac-Man.
When you need to rub one out, you simply fire up this little vibe called Wham! Oh yeah!
Oh God! Oh God! Oh, Mama's gonna get a high score tonight! Mama's gonna get a high score!
God damn it, now I gotta go steal the batteries out of the remote.
It's the Wham! 10-function silicone vibe!
Part of the American Pop series from Doc Johnson.
And it can be yours, ladies!
If the price is right!
Yeah, no, the mouth on this looks like a blue bad guy from Pac-Man.
It does.
Yeah. No, that's what it looks like.
It blends in with everything around the house. At least it looks like one of the kids' toys.
Side note, the 80s pop art. Mm-hmm. Anyone? 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 Mm. Lichtenstein. There, take that.
Thanks.
All right. So, yeah. You see?
Mm-hmm. I do.
There's no way I could have this in my house and not put little Sharpie eyes on it.
Or have it.
Or at least on the way in, you're like, when the shark bites.
Oh, God.
Oh, my bad. You're chumming.
Oh,
shut up.
Lord.
Look at this. Get in there, shark. Look at that. It's a little Pac-Man guy. Oh, am I in the wrong way? Oh, yeah. Sorry, my life. All right.
Yeah.
No, I had it the right way. Oh, no. Now I've done something bad. You're going to deal with that, team. Listen.
Okay.
There were instructions. I just didn't pay attention to them. It's going to be fine.
There you go.
All right. So now that's it. There you go. That's it. There you go. So this goes... It's kind of got a little mouth.
That's pretty impressive for being a small item.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Oh, that's the starting line right there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
We call that. Just got beamed up to the mothership.
What do you think?
Hear that?
See what you think
that
of that.
That thing's really powerful for just being... It's like, goes right in your hand.
All right, ladies. All right. It's silicone. It looks like a little blue Pac-Man bad guy trying to eat it. That's right. So, what would you say, Amy?
Oh, man. It sounds adorable. And just like Nikki, it sounds like we like things for the way they look. I'm going to go with
$39.99. All right. Nikki, over the panties, Nikki.
I'm going to go higher. I think I'm going to do $75.
Monica.
I'm going to go with $60.
$60. and the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price?
$41.99.
Ah, man, Amy nailed that one. Nikki, Monica, what happened there?
Girls' toys are a lot more expensive, so usually those are running up pretty high, but it's the price.
Well, no, that's the way it is, though. It's 41. I'm looking at the price right now, even on the box. Well, I'm sorry. But Amy, it is yours.
I can send it to Rilla's right now.
All right. Well, Amy, you hold on. You enjoy your little Miss Pac-Man, all right?
Thank you.
All right, there. Nikki, over the panties. Nikki, what happened there?
I way overshot it.
Yeah, it's all right. That's okay. Listen, what can I do for you? In this moment, Seven Dust, World of Wheels, what?
In this moment would be awesome.
All right. I'm going to get you hooked up, all right?
Great.
All right. You stay there. And Monica, what can I do for you?
Seven Dust would be awesome.
I got you in there. You're going to join. Enjoy the show.
All right. Thank you.
All right, sugar. Stay right there. Isn't that nice?
It was nice.
That looks like an okay one.
That looks like it'd be great. Easy to hide.
Oh, by the way, you got all, when the Doc Sadie was in.
Mm-hmm.
TickleKitty.com. How'd that turn out?
I didn't take anything.
You didn't?
No, remember, I was being generous. Remember, I told you I recently bought something, and I didn't want
Who
to
Who took
take
the D-sucker thing? Whatever, D.
No, really,
I didn't. It wasn't me.
Anybody seen that thing? Nobody's. No, now, hold on. Hold on a second here. That entire, it was 2 feet tall.
There's a big box in the other room.
It might be in Knoppel's office still, because I took it all downstairs to sort it out.
See, don't do that. Get all back up here. What are you doing? They'll poof it. It'll be gone.
No. Knoppel won't take it.
No, he won't.
Yeah.
But don't let him.
But that's what, it's locked in his office. That's why.
Get it all back up here.
Yeah.
Whatever hasn't been picked up comes back up here today.
Yeah.
You thought I'm skipping out of here with the second
machines. No. I thought you were taking the girl thing.
She absolutely offered, and I did want to be stingy. I wanted somebody else
Nick
to take
one.
It.
Give Nick one, man.
I was trying to be nice and let somebody else enjoy
it. F them.
Yeah, you're right,
I don't
right,
care
actually.
About them. We're in here doing the work. You take what you want.
It is research. I mean, how many times have I told somebody
the cook gets to eat first.
How many times have I suggested not only the Hitachi one, but the
you
womanizer?
Take what you want. That womanizer. Yeah, make sure she gets one of those. I thought you got one for Valentine's Day for when Mike got back. Mm. I don't take the D sucker thing home.
Okay.
I mean, nobody else.
No,
listen,
I'm talking to me.
Nobody else is going to take it home. Right. It's not that I wouldn't do it. I don't want to have that feeling afterwards where I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, I just did that.
Yeah. And you don't care.
Yeah. Well, you don't get that feeling. No. You're like, I'm going to McDonald's. Who wants what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.